Keeping the Faith with Steve Shoemaker is next.
This is Keeping the Faith, a weekly discussion about issues of faith, spirituality, religion, and ethics. Now here's your host, Steve Shoemaker.
We're talking today on Keeping the Faith with two folks from the United Way of Champaign County. The United Way is one of these great agencies that people know about, sort of, but today we're going to learn quite a bit more. We're talking with Lynn Jones, who's the president and CEO of United Way, and with Emmy Fisher, who's the chair of the board of directors. Welcome to both of you.
Thank
you. Good afternoon. Thanks.
Emmy, let's start with you. How did you get involved in United Way? What interested you about it?
Well, when I first came to this community, the very first thing I did was I called the Girl Scouts here in town, the council. I was always very interested in the Girl Scouts. I was a Girl Scout. I am still a Girl Scout. I'm one of those adult members. And I worked with Girl Scouts quite a long time, and I was on their board of directors for a while. When I finished the stint there, the executive director at that time of United Way knew me through some of these volunteer efforts and asked if I might be interested in doing some volunteer work for United Way, and I was very happy to do so.
And what was the first thing you did?
The very first thing I did, and this is what kind of hooks everybody. Once you do this, you are done for. You're stuck. I was on an allocations panel, which means that I went out to a number of the agencies and got to see their programs firsthand, how they ran them, who the populations were that they served. When people come back from that experience, and normally when you're on a panel like that, you don't have control of the money, but these panelists will come back and say, we want to fund everything, can you please give us money to fund everything?
Sure.
So it's just one of those great experiences to be able to have.
So you'd be on this group of people who are all volunteers.
All volunteers, correct.
Who are getting to have a close, in-depth look at a particular agency and then come back and report to a larger group who's going to decide how to divide up the various monies the United Way has to give away that year.
That's correct. And back when I was first doing this, what you said is very true. We would go and look at agencies. Now we don't look necessarily at agencies. We are looking at programs that agencies provide. So a particular agency might have five different programs,
sure.
And we might look at all five of them. We might fund one or two of them, kind of depending on what else is going on out there, because another agency might have a like type of program that maybe is run a little bit better, serves more people, is a little bit more stable, and so sometimes there might be a little bit of a decision-making process there in deciding who gets what.
So when these volunteers look at a particular program, they really get to see the impact, to use a United Way word.
Absolutely.
Of that program on the community.
That's exactly right, yes. Mm-hmm. We look at outcomes. We look at how many people are served and how well they're served. We also look at the budgets so that we know, per dollar, how many people are getting services.
Now, you're doing all this for Girl Scouts and United Way in your spare time. What else do you do?
Well, I'm an amateur musician. I sing with a couple of organizations in town, the Oratorio Society, and I sing with Bach, the Baroque artist of Champaign. I have a 15-year-old at home, and so I'm still rather busy. I have a boy, and he's playing soccer and doing all the things, so I'm still chief chauffeur. And that's kind of how I spend my time.
And Lynn Jones, how long have you been the president and CEO of United Way?
Well, I took that position on May 1st of this year, so 5 months.
And what had you been doing before that?
Well, I spent the last 22 years on the U of I campus and had positions in alumni affairs and development in a couple of different places on campus. Most recently, the university library. I was working on a campaign for the library, as a matter of fact.
And why make the switch to United Way?
Well, that's maybe a long answer. I'll try and make it short. I have been in Champaign since I came here as a student in 1972. One of those people who never left. My first position out of college was working in adult basic education, and I did literacy and GED classes for people who were adults but who had not had an opportunity to finish high school. I spent a good chunk of time at the university, but during that time I served on the board of the Eastern Illinois Food Bank and of the Crisis Nursery. And I think that the change was probably just a nice confluence of a time in my life and an opportunity that was somewhat unexpected. The university, and rightly so, is so very much about the future. We train students to take over the world someday. We raise money for research that's going to change our lives in many different ways. But United Way is really very much about today. And I think probably I had reached a point where I thought it would be very satisfying to address some more basic needs and to be a little more in the present.
Now, what motivated you to get into nonprofit career anyway, working for a university?
It was a large salary.
Well, a couple of things. Certainly, my upbringing. I was raised in an Irish Catholic family and went to school with the Sisters of Notre Dame, and we were taught to volunteer. We were taught to give back. My parents certainly demonstrated that at home. In fact, my dad is retired now and spends three mornings a week at the hospital in our hometown volunteering.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Bradley, Bourbonnais, or Bourbonus, depending on how long ago it was when you were there.
And an Irish Catholic family, how is that different from other kinds of Catholic families?
Well, let's see. Probably, well, the diet's probably different, Steve. We fry a lot of things and eat a lot of potatoes. I'm not sure. We're probably a bit more boisterous.
Uh-huh. How long ago was your family immigrants?
My great-grandparents immigrated.
Uh-huh. And, Emmy, what about you? What motivated you to get involved in this sort of thing?
Well, I don't come from an Irish Catholic family, but I do. I grew up outside of Washington, D.C., and I do remember quite vividly my very first volunteer experience. I was 5 years old. And I trick-or-treated for UNICEF. And I guess, I think I did cry a little bit because my mother said I wouldn't be getting any candy that Halloween. But it must have stuck because I've been a volunteer ever since.
And I've remembered that incident.
Yes. I was in the, my picture's in the Washington Post, so we have a little picture of my brother and I. That's how
remember.
I remember.
Right. What were you wearing?
I guess some people here might like this. I was an Indian princess, and my brother was a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
But that was back in the days when kids played cowboys and Indians, so.
And often the Indians won.
That's correct.
We're talking on Keeping the Faith this afternoon with two people from the United Way, Emmy Fisher, chair of the board of directors, and Lynn Jones, who's the chief executive officer and president. Something's coming up with United Way, a kickoff this week. Before we get to that, let me remind listeners, if you have questions or if you'd like to make a comment about United Way or perhaps how some United Way agency touched your life, do give us a call. In Champaign, the number is 3333-9455. That's 333-WILL, the call letters for the station, of course. Elsewhere, you may call us toll-free if it's a long-distance call, 800-222-9455. Let's talk a little bit about the kickoff. When and where and what?
Great. The kickoff is going to be this Tuesday, September 25th. And this year, our campaign, we've really adopted kind of a theme for our campaign, which is lending a hand right in our own backyard. And so we're having a backyard block party at Westside Park, which is our neighborhood. United Way is located across the street on Church Street. So the kickoff will be in Westside Park. There will be games, lots of activities for children. This is really, really geared to be a family event. There are a number of very generous folks in Champaign who have contributed food and beverages for the event. There's going
good
to
food.
Be
going it's always
to be
good food.
Barbecue from Little Porgies and smoothies from Smoothie King and Cold Stone Creamery. And they'll be serving sample size portions of those things, except the United Way Board of Directors will be grilling hot dogs.
In official United Way aprons.
Ah, good.
Yes. There are a couple of other things happening that I think might also really be of interest. One of them is that I think we're up to about 12 to 15 of the agencies who receive funding from United Way will have information booths and activities set up at the park that evening, so people can really get a chance to talk to people about the programs that their donations fund. We also have a group who are going to be doing what's called the CHIPS program, which is a child identification program. And the program is perhaps a bit more prevalent in some other states, but this is an opportunity to not only have the basic identification that you might assume done for your child, but there also will be a short videotape. So that, you know, heaven forbid that something would ever happen, you would have some really concrete information to give to the police. And they will be doing that for anyone who'd like to have their child ID'd free of charge.
Now, Westside Park, this Tuesday in Champaign. Westside Park is, as you say, between Church Street and University and just west of State Street, which runs south, so yes. It's very convenient in downtown Champaign. Plenty of parking. Where can people park?
Well, you know, all over the downtown area, but I should mention State Street itself between Church and University will be closed because Warden Martin is putting together a classic car show for the event.
Oh,
so if you're interested in classic cars, we understand there's going to be some very interesting things out there. So folks will have to skirt around State Street a bit.
Okay, so you can go north on Randolph and then west on Church or
yes.
come east from on
yes.
University. And
yes.
There are places to park in church
sure.
parking lots, I know, around
right.
the area.
Absolutely.
Probably at the Champaign County YMCA, several places.
Lots of side streets.
Okay. And what time does it start?
Starts at 5:30.
And goes till?
8 p.m.
Okay, Tuesday night. Now, I know that the various agencies were asked to come and be part of the block party and to provide games as well as information about what various United Way agencies do. And when I sent back our report to your office, I said that we'd be providing horseshoes and games and washers, and I think the person I told that to didn't, they laughed. Why would they laugh? I mean,
they don't know what horseshoes are,
washers.
Perhaps? Is it?
Washers is the very popular game on campus. And,
oh.
And you know, people my age grew up throwing horseshoes. Well, mm-hmm. students today throw little steel washers into targets. And if you ring it, it's 3 points. And if it's in the center area, it's 2 points. And if it's in the sand box, about, I don't know, a foot square, it's 1 point. It's quite interesting.
Boy, that sounds like fun.
It does. So,
and will you have information, too, about the campus Y?
We'll tell people a little bit about the Y.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good deal.
But so I think they'll be fun. Well, I'm also hoping there's some wind. And I plan to bring some interesting kites to fly in the park.
Sounds great.
Great. That'll be lots of fun.
Have you heard what some of the other agencies are doing for fun?
Oh, I know a couple of them are doing face painting. We are going to have inflatables.
Oh, great.
Inflatables have been donated, a couple of big games.
So kids particularly will enjoy that.
I think this is really a super opportunity, and we think the weather is going to be good to bring the family out and really have some fun things for kids to do. And as a matter of fact, we sent little announcements home with kids in both Champaign and Urbana school districts.
Oh, great. And there are tents in case of inclement weather.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Twin City Tent and Awning is really setting up the park for us and for this event.
Ah, great. Well, so many companies help out with United Way, and I want to get to some of that later, how important that is for all of the agencies United Way supports. How many different agencies are there now that United Way helps?
I think in this last funding cycle, just about 60 agencies received funding for different programs.
And I remember reading once in the history of United Way that when it was began, I think it was may have been back in the 1930s or 40s, there were only 7, I think, or maybe 9 social agencies at the time that went together to form Community Chest.
You're bringing back some.
And,
I know we talked a little bit about the history and what you're saying. Yes, it's coming back to me.
It's really been amazing over
it's
that
really
time.
It's really grown.
How much more need there is, how many more agencies that have been developed to meet the needs. You mentioned the Eastern Illinois Food Bank that you volunteered with Lynn. I remember when that organization got started in this community and how helpful it was to all the homeless shelters and the other agencies
Absolutely.
That had people to feed but didn't have this wonderful pipeline to get extra food that was misboxed or whatever, mislabeled.
That
used to be being thrown away, and now it gets channeled to people who can really use it.
I think there are a couple of companies, because I was on the board quite some time ago, but I know that J.M. Jones, Super Value, and Kraft in the beginning were certainly incredibly helpful and have continued to be over the years.
And I'm enough older than the two of you to remember when several other agencies got started in this community. I remember when the homeless shelters began here for a while people were saying, well, there are not really enough people in this area who are so desperately poor or mentally ill or have so many serious problems with alcohol or other drugs that there's a need for a shelter. But I can remember when the doors were first opened that there were people there who obviously needed it, and the police were bringing people in saying, well, we've seen these people in alleys throughout the winter, and we're delighted to be able to bring them here.
Absolutely.
And as you well know, we have more homeless than we have shelters available.
Still. Yeah.
Right. And even though we have more shelters now than, way back when.
Than before.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us the process for selecting which agencies get to be part of United Way.
Well, there is a group of the executive directors. There is a federation, and I can tell you that in order to become a United Way agency, that group of executive directors, the existing group, a presentation would be made. Actually, I think possibly the University YMCA was the last organization to come into that group.
Well, one of our programs was approved very recently. That's true. But the Y was one of the first, University Y was one of the first agencies that went together to form the community chest. So
okay.
We've been a United Way agency since even before it was called that. We happen to be one of the older agencies. But I do know that the process is very welcoming. It's very the United Way folks are very eager to have agencies be a part of it and to make presentations on their programs so that there can be new sort of new initiatives mm-hmm. recognized and supported when they're needed.
Well, I think also we host once a month a meeting of all of the executive directors of the agencies, and that is a really great forum to be able to discuss particularly unmet needs.
Yes. Let me remind listeners, if you have a question or comment for our guests today, Lynn Jones and Emmy Fisher from the United Way, do give us a call. Anywhere the program is heard, including on the Internet, you may use our toll-free number, 1-800-222-9455. In Champaign-Urbana, there are a couple local lines you may use by punching in 333-9455. We're talking about the United Way in Champaign County. When I first came back to my hometown here in Urbana, I was pastor of a local church, and I was asked to be on a board of one of the agencies supported by the United Way. And I was happy to do that. It was a board that I cared about and that was dealing with young people, with adoptions, things like that, Children's Home and Aid Society of Illinois. And as a result of having been on that board, I end up being asked to serve, like Emmy, on the United Way board after a while. And I think at the time I was the only pastor or priest or rabbi who was on that board, but it was interesting to me being pastor of a local church that was trying to be involved in the community and to meet human needs to get this broader view, because I was pastor of a campus church and we knew about students, but I really didn't know much what else was happening in the rest of the community. It was a wonderful occasion for me. Because growing up in Urbana as a kid, you see, your little circle of friends and what you do, but you don't know what's going on in the rest of the county. And so it was a great opportunity. It's one I would certainly recommend to other religious leaders who might be listening to step forward. And I know time is precious, but it can be very, very, very educational and helpful to your ministry.
There's a lot of ways to volunteer, too. We have, of course, the board of directors. That's one way to serve. That's kind of a three-year commitment if you're up for it. But there are so many other ways to do, like, short-term projects. So if you're one of those very busy people who can't commit to a year's worth of meetings or whatever, then there are some things you can actually come and kind of get them done and wrap it up, and then you're on your way.
One of the things I was very impressed with being on the board of United Way was the quality of the staff, the people who worked at United Way. Now, we won't let Lynn brag about herself, but Emmy, tell us.
Well, I was just going to say, may I say amen? Yes, we do have quite a wonderful staff. Lynn, of course, is brand new. When she first came, I would say, 4 months ago, she was saying, I don't even know enough to ask questions about what I need to know. And now, as you can hear from today, she knows it all.
Still learning, I'm sure.
But we have some great people. Sue Gray is the vice president of Community Impact.
What does that mean? Community impact.
Well, community impact is how we kind of look at our community and decide what are the greatest needs at a certain point in time. And every couple of years, we do a community-wide needs assessment, and that's not just United Way staff sitting down and saying, this is what we think. We involve governmental bodies. We involve school districts. We involve agency directors and the people who are working with people who have needs. We involve healthcare agencies, business leaders, and that type of thing in order to make a really good assessment of how our community has changed over the last couple of years, because we don't want to get stuck in a rut saying, you know, this is the main thing, and this is what we're going to focus on forever and ever. So it's constantly changing as different needs arise.
And I know that needs assessment often uses very highly skilled professionals to really go in depth into the community to find out if there are any hidden needs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some more staff. You mentioned Sue Gray, who's headed that up, and she came to United Way also from Girl Scouts.
She came from Girl Scouts. She also came from the Park District, Champaign Park District. Okay. And so she has a lot of community exposure in the past, and she knows what's what, and she has been just fabulous in the position she's in here with United Way.
And many people in the community, when they think of United Way, think of Carol Sharlow.
Absolutely. And as Lynn says, Carol is?
She is the heart of our organization. United Way, I truly am not sure would be the agency that it is were it not for Carol's unbelievable dedication over the last 18 years.
And tell us how she first got involved with United Way.
You're not going to believe it. She was a volunteer.
I actually knew that.
Oh, you knew that. Okay, so you were hoping we would say that then, yes. She started out as a volunteer, and then I think her first paid position with United Way was as our marketing director.
Right.
This was many, many years ago. It predates me. Hard to believe, but it does. So,
how do we get the word about United Way out effectively to the community? She was involved in creatively thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
And Carol was instrumental in building the Pillar program at United
Tell
Way.
Us what the Pillar program is.
Well, our pillars are individuals who have made a commitment of $500 or more a year and support United Way at those higher levels. And right now, I believe we're somewhere between 1,400 and 1,500 pillars with gifts that range from $500 up to in excess of $10,000. And Carol, I know, worked actually with George Soderman, who is a former board chair, and they developed what they called the Pillar Plus program. And that is each year asking pillars to increase their gift by 10%. And I had lunch with George a couple of weeks ago, and he told me that he's becoming a victim of the success of his own idea because he's been a pillar so long that he has to keep increasing
that
his
10%
gift.
Adds up right. After a while, doesn't it?
That's right. But that was really Carol and George's great idea. And the pillars are really, they really sustain all of the work that we do.
How much money total came into the United Way last year?
I think just around 2.9 million.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
2.9 million.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Well, that's wonderful for this community, but of course there's still room to grow.
Yeah, we're looking at
We hope so.
A lot more than that. We think we can do it.
Well, if you look at a community that might be somewhat comparable, Bloomington Normal, I understand that Bloomington Normal, their annual campaign is about $4.5 million.
Wow.
So I think there's room for growth here in Champaign County.
Well, maybe someone from Bloomington Normal area will call in and give us some encouragement. Let me repeat the numbers, 333-9455 in Champaign-Urbana if it's a local call for you. Elsewhere, 1-800-222-9455. And let me remind you, if you tuned in late and missed some of this information, the Keeping the Faith programs are archived at WILL.illinois.edu. And you can go then to AM 580 and click on Keeping the Faith and hear the beginning of this program or previous programs if you might have missed them. My name is Steve Shoemaker. I'm the usual host for these Keeping the Faith programs on Sunday night from 5 to 6 p.m. These are live programs, call-in programs, so do share your opinion, share your experience on the air with our listeners and our guests. Coming up next week on Keeping the Faith, Brett Smith will be our guest. He'll be talking about campus ministry throughout the U.S. Brett is the pastor of the University Baptist Church on the campus of the University of Illinois. On October 7th, our guest will be Shaquille Mustafa, representing the Central Illinois Mosque and Islamic Center. October 14, our guest will be Gail Summerfield. Professor Summerfield is the Director of Women and Gender in Global Perspective at the University of Illinois, and she'll be talking about immigration and security. Ellen Bullock will be our guest on October 21st here on Keeping the Faith, talking about international adoption in a multicultural America. Support for Keeping the Faith is provided in part by the University Y, where I'm the executive director. We are a United Way agency, we're proud to say. Coming up at the Y this week on Tuesday at noon, a discussion of the university's solar decathlon house, an entry of a unique design of a house, one of 20 that will be taken to the mall at Washington, D.C., demonstrating solar energy. Professor Ty Newell, an engineer, and Professor Michael McCulley, an architect, will be discussing their work with students on developing this house. Coming up on Friday noon at the Y, Professor William Urbrock, U-R-B-R-O-C-K, from University of Milwaukee, will be our guest at Friday Forum. He'll be talking about the alien in Judeo-Christian understandings and practice, the alien. How are Jews and Christians supposed to relate to people who are from other countries? Part of our series on citizenship without borders. That's this Friday at noon at the Y, September 28. Professor William Urbrock will be our guest. Well, let's get back to our guests in the studio today. And I see we have a caller waiting on line number one. Let's go to that call. Yes, you're on Keeping the Faith.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering if there is a national umbrella for all the local United Way agencies. And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, United Way of America is the umbrella organization. They are headquartered in Alexandria, Virginia. And I fortunately got on board just in time this year to be able to attend their national conference in Pittsburgh. And I would characterize their activities as really being not just an umbrella for United Way, but truly continuing education for all of the people who work in various United Ways. They have staff who looks at the various aspects of what United Way does, community impact, marketing, fundraising and donor recognition. A couple of our staff went, and everyone had an opportunity to really learn something very specific about their area of responsibility at United Way. And it was very interesting. We've already mentioned that we try our best to keep our finger on the pulse of the needs of this community of Champaign County, but it was it's very interesting on a much larger scale to see what needs are being addressed in other areas of the country.
Now, each United Way is a separate organization. You get no funds from the national United Way, do you?
That's correct. We do not. We pay dues, actually, to the national organization, but those dues then give us these wonderful resources, training, not only for staff, but volunteers. We've had a number of volunteers go to some of the conferences. They have the overall branding, the United Way look, and so we have access to that look. And so, yes, but we are totally independent. Every single local United Way around the country is an independent
entity. With your own board, you hire your own staff, you set your own budget,
that's
you
correct.
Raise your own money.
That's correct. Now, they'll help out. When we were running our CEO search last winter before we found Lynn, they have lots of materials. They have people who can actually help you walk through that process because we did a national search. Not just here locally, and so they have some very good materials to follow for your search committee.
We should mention that there's also a United Way of Illinois. It's in Chicago. It's a much smaller organization. I think there's only one or one and a half staff people, and it's really a good networking organization and kind of keeps all of us abreast of what's going on at the national level. And United Way of Illinois also seems to focus heavily on the state legislature and what's going on in Springfield that will affect the people that we try and serve through our funding.
Tell me a little bit about the values of the United Way. This program deals with issues of religion and spirituality, but also ethics and values. And what kind of values does the United Way have?
Well, many, but the one that I guess I would address first, and I think part of what certainly drew me to United Way is that I think they are very committed. The staff, the board, volunteers, that our basic mission is to really try to meet the human care needs of this county and to do that in a way that really demonstrates concern and respect for the people who receive assistance from us.
How does that get lived out, Emmy, as a board director? How do you show that care?
Well, I would say one of the ways is the strategies that we develop in order to look over the community needs. And right now we have three core strategies, and the first one is to strengthen families. When you strengthen families, then you're taking care of children, people who are a little more helpless in the system because they can't navigate the system. One of our other thrusts is just helping people to attain self-sufficiency so that people have the opportunity to be employed, they have access to affordable health care, to food, to education, housing, and all of that kind of thing. And then our last thrust is actually to provide support for those who are most vulnerable, the elderly, disabled, those kind of people. And so I think that those threads running through that are something that are foremost in our minds when we're making decisions.
Now this kickoff that starts this Tuesday, let me repeat that information for the block party. It's going to be at Westside Park from 5:30 to 8 this coming Tuesday, September 25th. It's open to the whole community, to families. Bring your kids. Have fun. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the games. Learn about the various agencies. But this is really to kick off a fundraising campaign in this community. Now, you're hoping to raise $3 million or more. Why should people give?
Well, a couple of reasons. One thing, and we probably should have mentioned this before, Steve, right now there are probably close to 200 companies and businesses in town who are getting ready and making plans to kick off their workplace campaign. And, you know, each of the representatives who works with United Way on those workplace campaigns, information has been sent about the kickoff. But I think folks many years ago figured out that the United Way, because of some of the things we've mentioned, because of the review panels, because of the vision councils, because of trying to really capture what the needs of the community are, a gift to United Way is really a way to support the community. And I've posed the question as I've come on board with some of the CEOs and major donors, why do you support United Way? And the answer that I've consistently gotten has been, we are confident that United Way is really looking at programs, is evaluating programs, and I know that when I make a gift, it will go to a good solid program. And for a lot of people, we're all busy. They don't have time to go out and really take a look at all these programs and say, okay, this is the one that that I think I'm going to make a gift to. And the workplace campaigns allow people to make a gift with a payroll deduction, and that's sometimes much more convenient and less painful than writing one large check once a year. And so there are some practical reasons, but the real reason, I think, is that there is a strong sense that United Way serves the community, serves many agencies in the community, and that those gifts collectively can make a big difference.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the agencies, where the money goes. People who may be sitting there with their checkbook in hand saying, well, I want to give something to the United Way. Now, they have several ways to give. They can give just unrestricted, completely let the United Way,
absolutely,
through the process you and Emmy have just been talking about, say, all right, here's the total we've got, and it's going to be divided up this way. But they can also be selective, right?
Absolutely. You can designate an agency. If you give your money unrestricted, and I'll just give you one quick example. Last summer, Sue Gray was contacted by the City of Champaign, the police department, really tried to bring people together. And the issue was programs for kids for summer, particularly teenagers.
Sure.
We did not have a specific agency or a specific program. We really tried to work with community leaders to put something together. And in the end, there was collaboration with the city, with the Park District, with Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. And those undesignated gifts are how we could have dollars available to address that need. It's also possible, and probably many of us have a favorite organization to designate your United Way gift for that organization. And if you're having a conversation with Carol Charlo, she will tell you to designate part of your gift and make part of it unrestricted United Way. So, yes, and people give in any variety of ways. We've mentioned payroll deduction and, you know, simply making an annual gift. We receive gifts of stock. So just any way for any organization that you might make a gift, we certainly do that.
And for people.
Let me just let go ahead and finish, Abby, okay. But then we do have a couple of callers waiting.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, for people who might not be in a place where they have a workplace campaign or they're not affiliated with the university, you can donate to United Way online. And that's kind of an easy way to do it. And you can say, please take this money quarterly or whatever. So we're very happy to work with people any way they'd like to donate.
What is the website?
www.uwayhelps.org.
uwayhelps.org.
Yes.
Great.
And there'll be a little button that says donate online.
Or go to one of the search engines and go to United Way of Champaign County, and you'll find the same website, I'm sure. Let's go to line number one. You're on Keeping the Faith.
Hi there. First of all, I want to say I think the United Way is a wonderful organization. I do have a question, though. I know from time to time the organization comes under some scrutiny for the cost of its overhead and salaries, and I was wondering if you could just comment on how much of a gift actually goes to programming and how much goes towards salary and overhead. And I understand that's somewhat of an unfair question. I'll hang up and listen to the answer.
Well, I think it's a fair question.
I don't think it's an unfair question at all. In fact, I think it's a very legitimate question. In our reports from last year, I believe we were. I think our overhead was between. Oh, I'm getting it right here. 15%.
So that's the amount of money it takes to run the organization, to raise the money, to coordinate the volunteers.
Right.
How many staff people do you have on salary? I know you have hundreds of volunteers, but how many staff folks are there?
We have nine.
Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And not all of them are full-time.
Okay.
I think we have three part-time people.
Caller, are you still there? Did you want to follow up? He did say he was going to hang up. That's right. Let me give the phone numbers again for others who may have questions. 333-9455 in Champaign-Urbana, elsewhere. A toll-free line, 1-800-222-9455. So a 15% overhead you were talking about people not going into this kind of work for salaries, for huge salaries. How do the salaries compare with CEOs of companies, of for-profit corporations?
Oh, well, for-profit corporations, I'm afraid they're woefully inadequate. When we were doing the search last winter, though, we did look at United Way salaries across the nation for the size of the same size United Ways, as well as for our region, because we did want to be competitive, at least in that area. I won't tell you what the salary is, but
but actually, it's easily available these days because all nonprofit organizations have to file a 990 report each year. They have to give the salaries of all of their staff. People can find that online. It's information easily available, so people can see.
We try to be very transparent because we want the public to know what's going on. And we also, I think when Lynn was talking about people donating, we made a conscious decision that our donors are our customers.
Right.
And we want to be able to be very clear with them where things are going so that they have a good sense that we're using the money that they work so hard to make in a way that they would be happy to have it used.
Right. Let's talk about some of the agencies that get the money. From last year, for example, who were some of the agencies and that received some of the largest amounts from United Way? I know many of them dealt with youth, with children, with youth. United Way has, for some decades now, been very concerned with trying to solve problems early in people's lives. Tell us some of those programs that various agencies are doing.
Well, one of the big ones that comes to mind is the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, and Don Moyer does receive a healthy allocation from the United Way to support their after-school programs. Program that I was not familiar with I had the chance to spend some couple of trips over this summer is a program called Freedom School, which is run by the Urban League. And Freedom School is a program that really focuses on literacy, but also on leadership and civic responsibility. And that program, for the first time this summer, was also offered in Rantoul.
We are talking about the United Way of Champaign County, although the office is located in Champaign-Urbana. It does help agencies throughout the county.
Correct.
So Don Moyer's Boys and Girls Club, the Urban League. What are some of the other agencies and programs?
Well, we mentioned already the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, and we do support a food fund at the food bank, but we also are in the second year of a special program called Alleviate Hunger, which has been a study that we've done in Champaign County about the network of food pantries and distribution. And just last week there was a presentation, and you asked a question about, I think, you know, our core values and respecting the individuals. Part of the presentation was that Jim Hires and his staff at the food bank are trying very hard to get food pantries to think about allowing people to select what kind of food they're going to bring home for their family in a week, as opposed to what was really kind of the traditional method, which is, you know, here's a box and someone else has decided
sure.
what your family needs. So the food bank, of course, is a big program for us. We've mentioned the Crisis Nursery. I should mention CASA. CASA is actually the court-appointed special advocate program. They're having their big fundraiser on Thursday evening of this week, the 27th. But their program is certainly one that is critical for a lot of children in this community.
Maybe some of the agencies and programs that you think of?
Family Services comes to mind. We do fund several of their programs, one of them being Meals on Wheels. And the other thing I just actually was thinking about when we were talking about where does the money go, it does stay in Champaign County unless a donor asks for it to go outside of Champaign County. But 80% of the funds are to provide countywide services. So Meals on Wheels may be sending meals out to not just people in Champaign-Urbana, even though Family Services is located in Champaign.
Tell me a little bit about what some of the people's stories. Can you? I know we can't use names, but can you think of any individuals, any families who have been just strongly impacted by the help that they receive from some of these agencies because of United Way funding?
Well, I certainly there are stories. If you go to the Center for Women in Transition, for example, which is a program that we've funded for a long time, you will certainly hear of women who have had the opportunity to perhaps get out of a bad situation, who have had an opportunity for training and education, who have had a safe place for their children to be, who have had childcare services so that they can go to school or have a job. And I think the opportunity to really have a start is a story that we hear over and over again in lots of different situations.
Often women who've been a victim of violence find a safe place and a way to escape that.
Yes, absolutely.
I think on our website also we have kind of rotating stories of different people who've actually been able to take advantage of some of the services that are provided by the agencies, and that would be a great place to go and take a look.
And in our last minute or so, Emmy, tell us about why the University Y got $2,500 last year from United Way for our alternative spring break.
Because it's a great, great program,
and you all
demonstrated to our panel who came out and looked at your program that this was a vibrant program. You were using the money wisely to get the biggest bang, biggest impact that you could. You have university students who go out on spring break, but also other breaks apparently now during the year. So you may need to rename your spring break program. But they go out and they do wonderful things in other communities. I guess, do they build homes and all sorts of things like that? But then they come back here and they volunteer for agencies here in Champaign County. So we feel that impact just as much as the communities that they go out and serve feel the impact.
Last year, over 300 students at the university got involved in Alternative Spring Break, and it is a marvelous program. Thank you for answering that very loaded question.
I think we should say, in addition to Alternative Spring Break, that the students on this campus, and we have an Office of Volunteer Programs that is
Amy Sponsor is head of, yes.
Absolutely, and they, United Way supports that program, but the students on this campus and what they do for the agencies throughout the county is quite remarkable.
It's a marvelous resource, and many university students are just model citizens already.
Absolutely.
At age 19 or 20.
Absolutely.
Well, we're at the end of our time. Let me thank our guests who've been in the studio and also our callers, of course. We've had Lynn Jones, the CEO of United Way, and Emmy Fisher, who's chair of the board of directors. Do remember to come to the block party, Westside Park, this Tuesday, 5:30 to 8. Fun for the whole family. September 25th, Westside Park in Champaign. I'm Steve Shoemaker. Thanks for listening to Keeping the Faith.
You've been listening to Keeping the Faith, the production of WILL AM 580. The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants.
Nicola Griffith wanted to fight back. A lesbian activist, well-versed in the martial arts, Griffith knew she had the moves, but when her friend was attacked in a bar, she couldn't bring herself to hurt her attacker. I'm Jim Fleming. Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge, the deadly, deep-minded lesbian heroine who does what Nicola Griffith couldn't. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRI, Public Radio International.
tonight at 7 here on WILL Urbana.
Support for WILL comes in part from the Presbyterian Churches of Illinois and Indiana, celebrating the Bring Hope campaign worldwide and in your community. Information online at bringhopeworldwide.org.
Tonight in Champaign-Urbana, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s and southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 90 degrees and south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, the low in the upper 60s with southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.
I'm Todd Gleason, host of the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week. WillPledge.org. You know you wanna.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, public radio for Central Illinois. It's 6 p.m. This American Life is next.